And welcome to a brand new episode of The Kick Out. I'm here with my two Kick Out members. There's one new member, but we'll get into who that is in a minute. But first, let me introduce Scan from the Mega Powers podcast, also a Kick Out alumni. Scan, thank you for joining us today.
What's going on, man? Happy to be here, man.
How you been, man?
Happy to talk wrestling.
Absolutely.
Busy, man. And, you know, working, positive, you know, 2024, ready to get into it.
I see you on your grind with the Mega Powers podcast, you and DJ Magic J.
We've got Mega Powers in training, yeah. Sire as well. You know,
We're
building.
I love it. It's great content. Check out the Mega Powers podcast. Brilliant stuff. But we got a new member of the Kick Out. A good friend of mine, actually. I say a good friend of mine. We've gotten closer. I've known him for a few years, but we've gotten closer. I would say, especially from last year, we've gotten real close. He's a wrestling fanatic. He's got great opinions, great memory of wrestling moments, and I just can't wait to see what he does with us at the Kickout. His name is Steven. Steven, thank you for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
We met at a few Gorilla Position watch-along wrestling parties. And you've always had a good spirit, so I just thought, you know, I thought you'd be a great addition to the team. So
yeah, thank you for having me, man.
We're going to talk about everything wrestling until 2024. It's an exciting time. The year has kicked off with a bang. But I just want to kind of want some of the listeners to know some about your background, Steven, into wrestling. When did you become a fan? Who were your favorite wrestlers growing up? And what's some of your favorite moments?
Yeah, I think wrestling's sort of always been in my family. So, like, I was born in 96, so...
Right, the youngin', man.
Yeah.
This is what we need. We need generational talent.
Yeah, so, born in 96. Cousins were always watching it, so it was always, you know, always on.
Yeah.
My first WrestleMania that I watched, it was on a video.
VHS.
Recorded from the TV.
Yeah.
I just remember... Boss Man being hung.
So let me guess, that would have been WrestleMania 15.
Yeah.
Undertaker, Boss Man, Hell in a Cell.
So that was like my favorite match growing up, which is a bit worrying, but you know, it was always like, you know.
You were hooked from there.
Yeah, honestly.
Who were your guys growing up?
Growing up, it was Rey Mysterio.
I love
Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Cena.
Yeah. That's a good four. That's a good Rushmore. Mm. And we're gonna actually, you know what? I was gonna ask you a question that was Royal Rumble related, but let's save that for later on. Let's talk about some of the big news that's happening in wrestling today in 2024. The Rock.
Yeah.
He's become the head of the board of what is it? The head of the board.
Yeah, member of the board.
He's a member of the board of TKO Sports.
Yeah.
So that means he's top. Is he like above Triple H?
Yeah.
He's Triple H's boss now.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really come full circle. Those two have been so pitiful for both of their careers, how they've both aligned. Mm. They both needed each other. Mm. They both pushed each other. They both hate each other at one point in real life. Mm-hmm. And then you can see how much of a friendship they have right now. They really become, it's like a brotherhood right now, and you can see how happy Triple H is for him. I saw the photos when The Rock signed his papers and he did ring the bell and everybody was clapping, and Triple H was so happy for him to be a part of this this big merger between UFC and the WWE.
Plus he officially got the rights to the name The Rock now.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As in, he owns it.
Yeah, he owns the name now.
Okay.
So he can officially put out Rock merchandise himself.
Oh. Yeah, because there was always a thing with Vince doing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a crazy time to be a wrestling fan. Like, I mean, they've always done great business. On the way here, I was just talking to my brother about, you know, it's crazy how weird the business is going. And my brother was like, yeah, but when you think about it, it's crazy how Vince became a billionaire in the first place. Like, from 96, well, 96, it looked like WWE was going to be going down because of WCW. And then he had to push the Attitude Era, and then just with the Austin merchandise and, you know, the Attitude Era stuff, he became a billionaire. So it is crazy how he's been able to transform wrestling. And now where Triple H and Nick Khan has just taken it to new heights, it's an amazing time to be a wrestling fan. Okada, let's talk about Okada. He's looks like he's coming to the WWE. Do you know much about Okada's works?
I've seen matches. So I've seen him with Jericho.
Right.
I've seen him with Kenny.
Yeah.
And I've
the,
seen
the,
him.
The trilogy.
Yeah. So I know of him. I'm not a massive New Japan fan.
Yeah.
But he's phenomenal, though.
Yes,
his performances are just, you know, he's one of the top in the world.
There's rumors that there's rumors that they're gonna put him in NXT. I don't think that's true. Would you put him in NXT?
Well, I mean, we say that, but you forget that they put Samoa Joe in NXT.
That is true.
They put Shinsuke Nakamura in NXT.
This is true. I did think about that when
and
I was
Finn
asking
Balor.
That question.
And I heard some reasoning behind it.
Okay.
It's because before they put him on like mainstream television, they want to get him used to the WWE way of wrestling.
Right.
So he might not be there long, but it's just kind of like, you know, just to ease him in.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. I think maybe a few months in NXT. Yeah, probably to kind of understand how they do things in terms of shooting a television show. Very different from how they do things in New Japan. Maybe even the style of working that he has. Of course, they're going to probably make him still be himself, but they will have to change some of his strong style. He can't, you know, I mean, when Nakamura first came,
yeah,
he was injuring people left, right and center because he was so stiff. Austin Aries, for one, when he gave him the black eye. So yeah, they probably want to avoid things like that. So now that you say that, I understand it, but I think for me as a fan,
yeah,
I just want to see him how they gave AJ Styles the red carpet, because I always said when there was rumors about AJ Styles coming to WWE, I was so adamant that they should not put him in NXT. I was like, do not put that man in NXT. Sorry about that. Do not put that man in NXT, and they didn't. So I was thinking maybe they could have done that before Carter. But yes, maybe you're right. And obviously the language barrier as well. It's a lot of stuff. So yeah. Okay. Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair, and Rhea Ripley are the front covers of 2K Sports. This is something that was on Cody Rhodes' bucket list.
Mm.
Stephen, are you happy? I mean, what do you think about the 2K cover game itself? 2K. WWE 2K, the game, and them being the front covers. Do you think they are well deserved of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you're going to put, I think so Rhea and Bianca are on the deluxe version.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
Cody's on the standard, or is he?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cody's on the standard, and then you've got the 40 years of WrestleMania one, which is like the big group one.
That's
well.
The showcase mode. Yeah, I think, honestly, if you're going to put anyone at the current roster on there, it's got to be Cody and those two female wrestlers. They're superstars in their own, you know, in their own right. Rhea is at the top of the game.
Yeah, 100.
And Bianca, the matches that she's had, you know, Sasha and everything, it's a kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's good to see how WWE, the faith they are in the showing in these talents, like especially Rhea and Bianca, which I do believe are the next big two.
Yeah.
You know, to be headlining WrestleMania after WrestleMania after WrestleMania, and obviously Cody has to finish that story, man. We'll talk about Cody. We're gonna talk about Cody in a big way today. There's gonna be a lot of stuff about Cody today, and we're gonna talk about that epic promo that we just saw on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I won't go into Raw too much, but actually, we might as well just go into it now. Actually, let's talk about it. Let's talk about that promo, Cody, CM Punk. Obviously, we had the news last week. Seth Rollins picked up an injury, which seems to be something that plagues Seth Rollins a lot when it comes to manias. I mean, he has main evented some manias, and he has gone on to do great things at manias. But there's been one other mania that he's always missed. He's always come back. He does have injuries, and I felt like this one would have been a real big one for him.
Yeah.
Arguably, I know a lot of people think I'm crazy for saying this, but the fact that Punk and Seth would have probably been the choice to headline a mania.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised they put it on night two. I know Roman Reigns is the guy, but I feel like I don't see Reigns losing the title anytime soon. Mm. So I think there would have been more of an invested interest to put in Seth Punk as night two main event, but it looks like that's not going to happen. But let's talk about that promo. Cody and CM Punk. Scan, what did you think of this promo, man?
Boy, I think it's interesting, actually, because to me it just felt like part one of a trilogy. You know, they didn't really fully take the gloves off. You know, these are the type of talents that, you know, if they wanted to, they could do a whole half hour if they need, you know what I mean? That's how good they are. You know, they literally set the bar of the gold standard of what a wrestling promo can be.
Yeah.
You know, and they sound so natural and it sounds so effortless, you know, and when you think about it, they went, I think, about 15 minutes and literally was flawless. And there's really 100%. Like about an elite, maybe 10 guys
that could do that
in the history of this business that can really do that.
I agree. One thing I really loved was they gave them time to, it felt so real, right? Because they gave them time to kind of like take things in. You could tell a lot of it was improv as well. Like even though there were some things they would have been scripted or they would know what they're going to say, you could tell they were also just bouncing off each other with some improv and it just felt so authentic and real. And that's what has been missing from wrestling for a little while. That's why I was so happy that Punk was coming back, because I know that Punk will bring that back into wrestling. And obviously Cody Rhodes. Stephen, were you on the edge of your seat watching this promo?
I was, and you know what CM Punk is like on the mic. He's one of the best.
Yeah,
he is.
For sure.
And just to bring it back to the Seth promo with him, I wasn't a big fan of Seth going toe-to-toe with Punk, but I think when Cody came back towards the end of the promo and said, I'm more CM Punk than you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Okay, so he's actually stepping up with him now.
But it's funny though, right? Because he talked about, he mentioned the pipe bomb and he mentioned that, you know, you listed all the things that you could potentially do because you're tired of wrestling and you're tired of the WWE and you want to move on. All the things you could potentially do with that promo. And then obviously when things got really hard after he won the title, he just left. Mm. Where Cody actually, if you look at it, did all the things Punk said he was going to do. Mm. So I think that just builds for a great story between these two. And I think you're absolutely right, Scan. I definitely believe we are watching phase one. Because this could be like Austin and Rock, man. This could go on for years.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think this is the phase one between these two.
Yeah.
And I think Punk probably has finally found his WWE counterpart that could take him to that. Like, what I mean by that was, I know that's a controversial thing to say because Punk's been in wrestling for so long, but I feel like with WWE, as a WWE rival, apart from Cena, I'll say Cena was probably a good rival for CM Punk. I can't think of any other rival apart from that, something that was like legitimate, like between him and Triple H. But you know what I mean? In a storyline wise, like I can't really think of a rival that really helped Punk, you know what I mean, have that main event back and forth rivalry. Like, I think he only had a big rivalry with John Cena. Obviously, he had a few things with Jericho and whatnot, but I think this could be another whole another level. Yeah,
potentially, man. And the thing is, the audience is so clued up these days, you know, and one of the telltale signs when this promo kicked off was how quiet the crowd was.
Yeah.
Because they knew what was going to go down.
Yeah, man.
You know, and I love that, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. You can know that when elite people step in the room, everybody shut
up. It's crazy, man.
And I can imagine all the wrestlers in the back by the monitor just watching, taking notes.
But this is the thing. This was the issue with a lot of, and I get it. You know, you might not like how Punk handled things in any company, AEW, and how he was in WWE prior, and what he's done since he left WWE. But I just don't see why you would not want him back, man. Like, it's just, this is the stuff you're gonna get. This is like you must see TV. And I think wrestling recently hasn't always been must see TV. So I just want all the talents in WWE, man.
When things like that happen, what do you think's going through Tony Khan's head?
Mate,
I think he's gutted.
I think he is. It's a sad situation. The whole situation was sad. Khan will have to learn from it. He's still a young people. I think we forget he's still a young. He's a young manager, and if you look at Vince in his younger days, he would have made mistakes like this. Vince had to toughen up as he's gotten older, you know, with everything. And I think as Khan gets older and has more experience in the wrestling business, remember he's only what 5 years. It's like 2019 is when AEW started.
Yeah. 5 years in January. Well, this month.
Yeah, 5 years at the end of this month, isn't it? So I think as he gets more experience as being an owner in wrestling, he'll have to toughen up. Because I think with that situation, it needed him to be like, guys, I don't care if you don't like each other, you're going to work together.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And Punk mentioned in the promo, he's always mentioned about it's just business. And I think that's Punk's way of saying he would have worked with the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
He would have worked with Kenny despite how he feels about them.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to imply that it was Bucks that didn't want to work with him.
Yeah. They left so much money on the table.
They did. It's a shame.
So much.
It is a shame. All right. Well, Royal Rumble is this weekend. It's this Saturday. Where are you watching it, Stephen? Because Scan and I, we've been invited to Hooked On Wrestling. Shout out to the guys at Hooked On Wrestling. They have invited us to come down and watch it. Where are you watching it?
Probably at home.
I'm sorry.
No. Like,
that's what
I will,
so like...
What I will say is, after the SummerSlam watch along, I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
I'm with you.
But like, I like to watch it in the comfort of my own home.
I hear
sometimes.
You. There's a big part of me that is thinking, because it's in Wembley, isn't it? It's a big part of me thinking, oh, that track home to from Wembley is going to be long.
But
I will go. I'll still be going because you have
those are really good.
Yeah,
though.
You have
and
a good
and
time.
I can imagine the Royal Rumble, like watching it with everybody.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good time.
And I think it's going to be one of the best Royal Rumbles, man. Like, let's talk about the Royal Rumble. What can we expect? What do you guys have any predictions? Because I don't even know. I don't even know what the matches are. All I know is it's a women's Royal Rumble match and a men's Royal Rumble match. I don't know what the main event is. I don't know if it's a tag match. I don't know what that is. All I cared about is the women's and the men's. So if you guys could correct me about is there any other matches? Just before we talk about the men's and women's Royal Rumble matches, is there any other matches? On the top of your head, do you guys know has any other matches been announced?
Well, we got Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens for the US title. We got the Fatal 4-Way with Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, LA Knight, and AJ Styles.
Yes, I didn't know that.
And potentially we're going to get Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and AOP.
Okay.
Well, potentially.
All right. Okay, so that's all right. That's all right. Okay, we'll just start with that match. Karrion Kross has now formed a new faction with NXT's tag team, well, former tag team. They were on Raw for a little while, but they're most famously known for NXT with Paul Ellering, AOP, which I was a big fan of. I remember I had a conversation with, it might have been Regal, and I said to him, put them together with Joe. Mm. And he was like, oh, I like that. But... it never happened. I think they did a tag team match once. But I feel like it's a good maneuver for Karrion Kross. I think, let's be honest. I remember Karrion Kross in TNA back in 2016, and he was brilliant. People might not believe this. He was brilliant. And I remember I was gassing on the podcast back then saying that he's the future. Mm. But it just hasn't really worked out for him since he's joined WWE.
Yeah.
So hopefully... this is something that's going to sway his way. Do you think this new faction will topple Lashley and Street?
Well, you know, it's some subtle foreshadowing with the name of the faction because it's called the Last Testament. So basically, they're just saying, this is your last chance, bro. we've tried everything with you. Yeah. You know, you're not connecting with these people. If you can't get this over, then that's curtains, man.
Like, I think you're right. And I think, well, they have to go over on Saturday.
Yeah.
They have to beat Street Profits.
Yeah. Through shenanigans, something. Probably. Yeah. But
he needs something because from like, I didn't really know who he was until we come to NXT and then there was a bit of a weird, you know, change with him. He needs something, man.
Yeah.
Because like, I do not care about Karrion Kross. And I don't want to say that about talent.
No,
but
I hear you. I hear you.
It's one of them things. It's like, he came back with, and they had the kind of like black and white,
he did like a demolition thing with him, right?
And then I was just like, he's a good wrestler, you know. But no. I to be honest, I love Bobby Lashley in Street Profits anyway. Yeah. So like,
I think they will have to take the L because this is a new faction that needs to kind of look dominant and strong, especially if you're looking to push Karrion Kross. It doesn't make any sense for him not to win Saturday. So we are all in agreement.
Yeah.
That they're gonna
win, probably
right?
More likely. Yeah.
And then you mentioned. Logan Paul, Kevin Owens for United States Championship. I'm going to go with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Retain. Through shenanigans?
Always. But he can't, you know, he will never go over clean. Not on Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Not any time soon anyway.
Nah.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. And what was the other match you mentioned? You mentioned the Fatal 4-Way. Let's talk about that now. Let's do that. Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, LA Knight, and Randy Orton. I mean, we all know the head of the table is going over.
Yeah.
But are you guys looking forward to this match?
Well, I think they're going to try and obviously to make it less predictable. I think they're going to reveal a clause in that contract saying that Bloodline's banned from ringside.
Okay.
So he's got to actually win by himself.
Okay.
And so that's what I suspect is going to happen. Okay. And then he's just going to find a way, you know.
Steve, how are you feeling this whole because AJ Styles has done this before. AJ Styles has a history of doing this in TNA and where he'll kind of like go missing for a little bit, come back and he's wearing nothing but black jeans. like no frills ring attire.
Yeah.
But are you like, how are you feeling about this new AJ Styles?
Well, he looks phenomenal.
Yeah, he does look phenomenal. No pun intended.
But like, I guess it's one of those things. It's like, he debuted at the Rumble, you know, and who was in the ring? It was Roman Reigns. Yeah, and if you look at their career trajectories, Like, AJ probably had the better of him over a couple of years, but Roman's just at the top of the he's the top guy. AJ, I think he's on the back burner of his WWE career. I know his contract's running out, I think, this year. I might be wrong. But I always love the guy, but he needs to get into a really gritty story he needs to get into a gritty story with either LA Knight after this, something for Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. He's another guy that needs something running. Like something running throughout the shows, I think. Like look at LA Knight, like to where he's come. You know, he needs that kind of he's come back fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know with him.
Yeah, no, I get you. I think it's a tricky one, AJ Styles, because I love him, but it's always weird. It's like, because sometimes you could be up here and you're like you're a big fan again, and then sometimes you have a momentum shift where it's like I'm not sure. But yeah, no, big up AJ Styles. Obviously, Roman Reigns is going to win that one. And did you mention any other matches?
Also Orton's in that match, and the way Orton's come back looking like a Superman, you know. I have a feeling that they must put a world title on him this year at some point.
You think so?
I think so.
There's talk
because the guy doesn't come back in that shape for no reason.
The world heavyweight, yes. Mm. The Seth's title, right? Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
There was stuff online about Roman dropping the title and then Roman dropping the title to Randy, and then Randy and Cody at Mania, and then Rock and Reigns at Mania. Mm. But I don't think that's happening. But
I can see a story, though.
The story is there.
They got history.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. A lot of speculation about who's going to win this one. And I'm going to go with some predictions. Who do you guys think is going to return at the Women's Royal Rumble? And who do you think is going to debut at the Women's Royal Rumble?
Well, I think Trish is going to come back.
Trish Stratus?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, Trish had a wicked run last year, man. That thank you, Trish, got over really well.
Yeah.
I can definitely see her coming back, yeah. I'd probably go with the obvious one then, Naomi.
Naomi, yeah. It looks like, and it's in Florida, isn't it?
Yeah.
She won the title there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sasha Banks?
Possibly.
There's rumours that Sasha Banks, there was something that was leaked on the internet. It's kind of similar to the CM Punk thing.
Right.
You know, whenever we speculate, is Punk going to come back at Survivor Series? At that same week, Living Colour, Cult of Personality was
remastered. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a remastered version of the new of the Sasha Banks theme.
Ooh.
That's also happened. So I won't be surprised.
To me, that's a bit sus, man, because that song's only been out a year. Saturday.
But of the remix version.
Then a remix version?
Yeah. So it would have been the original. It's either the Mercedes. I doubt it's the Mercedes Monet theme.
Yeah.
It's probably the Sasha Banks theme. She's gonna come back as Sasha Banks. I don't think she's gonna come back as Mercedes Monet.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. Because one thing I learned with the whole Punk thing, I think WWE are very clever when it comes to swerving everybody.
Oh, 100%.
They know about, you know, the companies that put fake stories out.
So
and,
that could
you know,
be also a swerve as well.
Because even with the Jinder thing the other day, they put out a story. Oh, we brought in extra pyro.
For
an Indian celebration. Yeah, so everybody's like, oh my god, he's gonna win the title.
That was clever, right? Mm. Do you think Alicia Fox is going to show up?
Nah, do you know what it is, though? And this is the one that everybody wants. And, you know, I don't know if we'll get it or not, but AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
That's the comeback. I personally want to see.
That would have been lovely. That would be lovely to see.
They would go crazy for that.
Do you think Jade Cargill's going to debut?
Yeah, more than likely, I reckon.
And she'll probably clean house, but not win.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about who's the winner. I'll go with you, Stephen.
Bailey?
Scan?
I'm two for Bailey, man. I think it's her time.
I think it's Bailey's time.
Yeah.
So we're three for Bailey.
Yeah. Okay. I think they might throw an angle in there, though, where she gets kicked out of damage control mid-Rumble.
I think she might get kicked out of damage control after Rumble.
Ooh.
So she wins it.
Yeah.
They pretend to celebrate.
Yeah.
But they rush her.
Probably. Like Batista back in 05, maybe. When he wins the Rumble. And he goes for Triple H.
Oh, yeah. Like, as in, night. That was in the Raw afterwards. So, yeah, they'll probably do that. Yeah, Raw afterwards. So, let Bailey have a moment in the sun.
Yeah.
But in Raw, yeah, you're right. The Raw after Rumble is when they turn. But who knows? That could be predictable too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know? All right. And let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble, man. This one is exciting. You've got so many potential winners. You've got Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
You've got CM Punk. You've got Cody Rhodes. You've got Drew McIntyre. You've got, who else are we talking about? Who else could win this?
Did you say The Rock?
You've got potentially The Rock. If he's in it. All right, before we talk about the winner, who do you think is going to show up? So you said The Rock. But do you honestly believe he's going to show up?
I think Rock is the only Mount Rushmore wrestler that's not on the two-time Rumble winners list. He's the only one missing.
So Hogan twice, Shawn twice.
Austin three times.
The Rock once.
Cena twice.
Triple
Lesnar
H twice. Triple H twice. Lesnar twice. Cena twice. Orton twice.
That's my theory.
Brett only won it once, though.
Technically. Well, he half won a Rumble.
Well, yeah. Yeah. They done Brett dirty with that. Lex Luger, you know. This is ridiculous. Okay. So you're thinking, so you think The Rock?
That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay. And Steven?
I think Punk's winning it.
I think you're right.
But is MJF going to come to WWE?
Nah, I don't think so. Nah.
Oh, I would go crazy if he came back.
That is wishful thinking from a fan. I don't think we'll see any MJF.
I would love that, man.
But I do believe you have something. You might be onto something with Punk, because I was gonna say Cody originally.
Mm.
I was gonna say Cody's gonna win it and then go again against Roman. But I think it's gonna be Punk. I think, and it's so funny. One thing I loved about that Punk promo when he mentioned you're gonna have all that hard work that you've done only to be replaced by somebody who hasn't been here. And I'm not talking about Dwayne, I'm talking about me.
Mm.
I think Punk will face Reigns, but he won't win.
Really?
Yeah, I think Reigns will beat Punk. And that's then next year we'll have Rock Reigns. So Punk, Cody's got to wait even longer.
Okay.
Or Cody might not have to wait too long.
Elimination.
He might finish his story at a SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
I think Cody's going to come in at number one. Punk's going to come in at 30. And Punk's just going to, like he said in the promo, he's just going to yank it from Cody's feet. Like.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I think Punk's going to be there for a long time.
You think?
And I think Cody's going to be there for a long time. And I think those two will be the last two.
Think they're going to be the
I think
Iron
they're
going to
be the last two. And I think Punk will eliminate Cody at the end. But I think Cody and Punk are going to be the two Iron Men of the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I think my prediction, Punk was showing up at number five. Cody, he was number one last year, wasn't he?
He was 30 last year.
Oh, was he 30 last year? He might be number one.
See, so he has to be number. He can't be 30 again.
Yeah.
And Gunther, on the other hand.
Gunther as well.
Do you think a certain somebody is going to come and throw him up?
Oh, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, Gunther. That's a good shot. I didn't think of that.
Mm.
Oh, WrestleMania 40, baby!
Ooh,
it's going to be a doozy!
That's good.
Brock,
I like that.
I didn't think of that, Scan. That's a good shout. Gunther, Lesnar from Mania 40.
Mm.
But I don't want to see Lesnar fight for Intercontinental. I'm sorry. I love the Intercontinental title. No disrespect. That's one of my main titles. But and it's deciding about Lesnar going for that. To me, this isn't, unless it's just a straight up beef thing and it's not.
He's never won it.
That's a good point. Lesnar's like, well, I've never won it.
He's
why
never
not?
Won it.
Mm.
Oh, but then Gunther beats Lesnar, it would be even better.
Was it last year that they went toe to toe in the Rumble? Last year?
And everyone didn't touch. They went face to face.
Everyone went mad.
Everyone mad, bro.
They're two big guys. The story is there. Lesnar hasn't won it. It would just be a good match, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
What a time to be a wrestling fan, man! Like, it's just so exciting. Like, the fact that we're having this conversation, and it's like, you know, there was a time. I'm sure there was a time where all three of us used to have conversations like this, and it was so predictable what was going to happen. Like, the conversation would be dead in 2 minutes. But now, do you know what I mean?
True.
It's true.
It's
now it's like you're just throwing out so many different names. There's so many different possibilities, scenarios. There's even stuff that we probably even thought about. that might even happen. Like,
yeah,
it's an amazing time to be a wrestling fan. I'm loving wrestling at this moment. And let's talk about some of our favorite moments of Royal Rumble history moments. Like, okay, who's been some of your favorite? What's been? All right, let's go to both. I'm gonna ask you both, and you both answer when you're ready. What is your favorite WrestleMania? I mean, favorite Royal Rumble. Sorry, favorite Royal Rumble, and what's been some of your favorite Royal Rumble moments?
It's a tough question. I actually went back and watched 92 a couple nights ago.
Favorites, bro.
Yeah, and
Ric Flair, baby.
I watched it maybe a few years ago, and I was like, this is shit. Can we swear? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I watched it a couple of days ago, and I was like, this is sick.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
It feels like they're coming out every 30 seconds.
Yep.
And like, you know, you got Taker there. You got. Yep. All the greats and Flair winning it at the end as well.
And Flair was so brilliant. Flair carried that match as well.
Yeah, he was so brilliant. He was there from number three. Yeah. Won it from number three as well.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite Royal Rumbles. Yeah, right? Yeah. Ric Flair, another goat who's only won it once.
Mm, yeah, that's true. True.
One of my favorite Royal Rumble memories, and I think that kind of solidified me to be a Ric Flair fan after seeing that, and then I had to do a whole NWA watch back.
Yeah.
And then obviously at that time WCW was prevalent, so when he went back to WCW I was just like fixated on him. Like, he was special, man.
Yeah.
Like, I know there was a lot of backlash of him doing the AEW comeback, and and of course, you know, he's passed way past his best, and it's kind of irritable to see him nowadays, but one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And especially like pre-WWF, like Flair was renowned for like the 60-minute Broadway.
100.
And then you watch that Rumble back, he doesn't even look tired. No. Yeah, he just did an hour and he was just like, yo, it's light for me, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, it's interesting when they bring up 92 Rumble, and this might be an interesting take, but the best performance for me didn't even happen in the match. I think the best performance was the commentary, bro. Mm.
You talk about Heenan.
From beginning to end.
Brilliant, bro.
I've never heard commentary like that before or since then.
Yeah. I hear you.
Punchline after punchline, like for an hour straight.
You, bro.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Big up Heenan, man. He was special.
And it's one of those
things. Him and Monsoon.
And it's one of those things, you listen to it back and you'll pick up things. Like as a child, I didn't even clock when he goes, I need a drink. Give me something with a kick to it. And I didn't clock what that meant.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
What would you say is your favourite Royal Rumble?
For me, it definitely has to be like number two, 92 overall. But I think like in terms of moments, I love the one where Lesnar was just dashing people out. Mm. They played that to perfection, bro. Because it got to the point where everybody in the crowd was pissed.
That's the one Drew won.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best Royal Rumbles, you know.
Bro, they played that to brilliant. Because they literally lost the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like, oh, this is a joke. This is a shambles.
Yeah.
And then my man comes in, and when he throws him out, the eruption.
That was brilliant. Crazy. That was a great way to make Drew McIntyre as well.
Yeah.
That's when Lesnar was champion, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was just standing there in the ring.
Yeah. My man was posing with the belt.
Yeah.
When he hugged Shelton Benjamin, dashed him over the top. There were some great moments in that Rumble match.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2002.
Okay.
From Triple H, one of my favorites.
2002 is good.
Obviously, 92, Flair. I have a soft spot, even though it's a terrible Royal Rumble. But the finish, it's weird because I'm a bit conflicted about the finish because I used to love Davey Boy Smith as well. Mm. But when Sean was hanging off the ropes and he flipped back up and hit, I remember that vividly. But that Rumble wasn't the best. I have a love for when McMahon won it, 99. Mm. When McMahon, a lot of people criticised that Rumble, but I think that was one of the most entertaining Royal Rumbles ever. When Vince McMahon won it. 2001 with Austin. Mm. There's so many, man. And I guess up to recently, last year's one was up there as well. When Cody won last year? That was one of the best.
Gunter was... he was an Iron Man.
Yeah, I love when they switch up the formula, man. I love the one with Taker and Shawn at the end. And they had like literally a 15-minute match.
Had a match.
That was 2007. Is that when Taker won?
Yeah,
was brilliant,
busted
bro.
Busted him open.
That was amazing. That was brilliant.
So any Rumble where they mess with the formula completely, I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
All right. I want to do one thing before we sign off. I'm going to try and see if we can work as a team.
Okay.
Without no Google search, anything. And let's try and figure out all the winners from the first ever Royal Rumble to 2024. So 88 to 2024. But let's park that for a second.
Okay.
Let's try and see if we could do a smaller version with the women's, because women's has been a shorter time span.
Okay.
Can we do that first? because I can't remember the women. Steve was a bit worried. Can we figure out, because this might be a bad signal that we can't do for the men's, but can we figure out all the women's World Rumble winners from its inception? So when was the first World Rumble women's match? Was that 2018?
I don't believe it was 17.
It might have been 17.
Right. No, it's
is it 16?
No,
17.
So
or maybe it might have been 18.
And I think it was 18.
I think 19 is when I was thinking about Asuka, because Asuka won one.
So Asuka won the first one.
She won the first one, so it must
she won
be
the first one, so 18.
It's 18.
So 2018 was Asuka.
Yeah.
19, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch won 19. Because mm-hmm. She went on to the main event Rumble against Ronda. Charlotte and Ronda.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was the biggest disrespect, because she threw out Charlotte and Charlotte still main evented.
I'm sure if her knee could be taped on, she'll be main eventing as well.
And we never got Becky versus Ronda Rousey.
No. Mm. All right, 2020. Was that Rhea Ripley?
No. That was Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair did win that, and then she challenged Rhea Ripley.
Yeah,
yes, you're right. Okay, so that's three.
Pandemic Mania.
Yep, yeah, 21, Bianca Belair.
Because
she went in to beat Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
22.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey won the Royal Rumble. 22, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Did she win it?
Yeah,
she
did, yeah.
And then was Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. We've done the women's. That's the team. All right.
You guys carried. You guys carried, man.
All right, let's try the men's now. Okay. I think Scan and I could help you out first.
Please.
And then you chime in. We might need you for the later years. My memory goes hazy on the later years.
Yeah. I know the first, though.
Okay.
So we go Hacksaw.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's the untelevised one.
Yeah. 88, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. 89.
Big John Studd.
Thank you, Scan. 1990, Hogan.
Hogan.
91, Hogan.
Hogan.
92, Flair. Nature Boy Flair. Ric Flair. 93, Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
Mm-hmm. 94, Luger and Bret.
Mm-hmm.
95, Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. 96, Shawn Michaels. Yeah. 97, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But technically Bret Hart.
Yes, because he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Big up, Scan. Mm. 98, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm.
99, Vince McMahon.
Mm.
2000, The Rock.
Yeah.
2001, Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
2000, The Rock were technically Big Show.
He's killing it with the VAR. Scan was doing this when he was watching wrestling back in the day. But you're right, technically Big Show, because The Rock's feet hit the... And you dig up yourself, Scan.
Okay.
So technically Big Show should have won that, but yes, The Rock. It goes down the history books as The Rock. 2001, Austin. 2002, Triple H. Mm-hmm. 2003, Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
2004, can't say his name.
Okay, he who shall not be mentioned.
2005.
Batista.
Thank you, Stephen.
Wow.
2006.
Rey Mysterio.
Thank you, Stephen. 2007, Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
2008, John Cena. That was the year when he came back.
Is that the year?
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
2009, Randy Orton.
Okay.
Am I right about that?
Have we missed Batista somewhere?
No, he said Batista. He said Batista.
Five, yeah.
2009, Randy Orton, mm-hmm. I believe. We're going to have to do a fact check after this, but I think 2009 was Randy Orton.
Okay.
2010 is who?
I stopped watching around this point, actually.
See, I tuned back in around
2010.
is it Jericho?
No, Jericho should have won one.
Edge is 2010. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Stephen. Edge. 2011 was Del Rio.
Did Sheamus win it before?
Sheamus won 2012. Okay. So 2011 was Del Rio.
And that was the 40-man Rumble.
Yeah.
Which was never repeated.
No. I think they realized. Nah. So 2011, Alberto Del Rio. 2012, Sheamus. 2013, Randy Orton.
Again.
Mm-hmm. 14, Batista. That's when he came back. Yep. Bautista. 2013 was John Cena. Oh! No! 2013 was John Cena. Oh, man, okay. We were on a roll. All right, we'll have to go from there. That's a point deducted. 2014 was Bautista.
Yeah.
Correct.
15.
Roman.
Yeah, Roman Reigns. Mm. 16, Triple H.
Mm. Yeah.
17. That might have been Orton.
That might be Orton.
2017,
again.
Orton.
Orton again.
That was Orton.
2018, Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
2019.
That was a double Japanese Rumble, that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Asuka and Nakamura. 2019. Now, Kofi won Elimination Chamber to go and face Daniel Bryan.
So it'd have to be...
So it was between Seth and Batista. Seth and Lesnar.
Lesnar, that's right.
So yeah,
yeah.
Seth. 20.
That's got to be Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm.
21.
Edge
again when he came back. Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
No, he didn't win the year. Oh, yeah, right. Because he came back in the McIntyre one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the triple threat.
Yeah.
22. This is 2 years ago, guys.
I'm not going to lie, bro. That return made me tear up, man. That's emotional.
What, the Edge one?
The Edge return, yeah. That was beautiful. Oh, my God.
22. 2 years ago, guys. Come on, man.
What Mania is this?
22. So what Mania made in WrestleMania 22?
It's got to be Lesnar then.
It is Lesnar.
Yeah, Lesnar.
Freaking right.
Came back up
22 now. Lesnar, 23 Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And 2024 is who?
It's got
to
be...
Final answer. CM Punk! CM Punk! Let's go, Punk! It's clobbering time! All right, well, listen, we're looking forward to whatever happens. It's going to be a great Royal Rumble. Thank you so much, guys, for joining. We're going to have you more. We're going to do more of this. Studio set up, and we're going to have so much stuff. So big up to K913 all day.
Yeah.
Stephen, if you want anybody to follow you on the social media, where can they find you if they want to?
You'll find me at TEYGJA on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. Tasia.
You're hardly on there.
Yeah.
And Scan, where can they find you?
You catch me personally at SKANDOUZ. And you can catch the Mega Powers podcast
The Mega Powers
TV on all socials.
And follow us at the Kickout Podcast, at Kickout Podcast on Twitter, and the Kickout Podcast on Instagram. So yes, and follow us on YouTube, the Kickout Podcast. Thank you guys. Hope you guys enjoy Royal Rumble, and we'll be back with some more content afterwards.
Peace.
Peace.
Thanks, bro.